Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Welcome to the podcast, y'all. Today on the podcast, we have Jessica, and she is the mompreneur coach. She is a successful entrepreneur, marketing strategist, and business coach. She actually helps other women create high-end coaching programs so they can create their own amazing enterprise.
Yes. So today we're talking about how to kind of shift your mindset to not only own your worth, but charge big bucks for your offers. She's talking about the best practices of whether you should charge hourly or package up your stuff in premium high-end packages. She's talking about how she was able to build her six-figure coaching business without fancy funnels, without a large email list, or spending any money on ads. So you grassroots people who think that premium services, offerings, or premium business is out of your reach until you like shed a whole bunch of money into it, I really think you're going to like this one. Hello, everybody. We are with Jessica Yarbo. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
We are super pumped because today we're talking about pricing and mindset and charging and owning your worth, but in a different way than we normally talk about it. So if you guys have been around for more than 2 seconds in our Facebook group or on past episodes, you know that we're pretty just like cut and dry about pricing. What's your end goal? How much money do you need to make? Work backwards and get there. But Jessica really, really helps her people work through kind of owning that and the mindset piece and shifting your mindset so you can charge a top dollar. And what the heck does owning your worth even mean? So we're going to dive into that really, really good deep stuff today. So I want to kind of like start at the top. You talk a lot about owning your worth. What does that mean? And how can we use that to help us frame our pricing?
Absolutely. Owning your worth is about really being paid top dollar for the transformation that you're bringing to your clients' lives. And it's rather than taking it from an hourly, you know, billable, break it down into, you know, this task and that sort of thing. It's about taking a step back and really looking what is the bigger picture? What is their vision and how are you helping that reach that vision? So it's more of a shift of perspective than anything.
Is there a specific way you get at that, like that price point? Are you breaking it down into specific steps someone else can take, or is it just shifting that mindset?
You know, it's a combination of both, because you can have the right mindset, but not the right structure. And so you're not going to be able to sell it. And then you can have the right structure, but not believe that you're worth it deep down and still not be able to sell it. So it's a combination of both. You know, the women that I work with, my focus is on teaching them how to make high-end sales. So everybody that they're working with is paying $3,000, $5,000, or even $10,000, even $25,000 for their entry-level program. And then they have higher programs beyond that. So it's a completely different model. And rather than looking at, again, the task that you're doing, it's like, how can we build a program that's going to deliver a true transformation in your clients' lives? And so in order to do that, you have to really understand who your client is. Let me give you an example. If you're branding for someone, you know, and you're doing a branding photo shoot, maybe right now you're marketing yourself saying, get a professional headshot and 2 outfit changes. Well, again, you become more of a commodity, right? They're buying a service from you. Versus if you say, I can take you from being unknown in the coaching world to being a six-figure, sought-after you know, authentic sales coach through this branding session. Well, now you've transformed their life, right? You've transformed their business. You've positioned them in a completely different way. And so you can charge $5,000 for that photo shoot instead of $500.
Yeah, I think knowing what that outcome that you're getting your clients and your customers is so important. We were just chatting with someone the other day about, she creates custom greeting cards, literally custom drawn illustrations of people on their greeting cards. And she kept calling them, but they're just cards. They're just cards. And I think everyone in our mastermind at the same time was like, they're not just cards. They're works of fine arts. They're frameable pieces of art that people are buying of themselves. And so shifting your mindset about, okay, you're maybe not just offering a coffee mug or a planner or planning someone's wedding. Like, what is the outcome, the emotional outcome that you can pull from that instead of just like the meat and bare bones of what you're selling?
Right. And you hit the nail on your head right there. I mean, it's like, what is that? And I think we overlook it oftentimes just because our gifts are usually so innate, they're natural to us, that we tend to devalue them. Like for me, my gift is like, I'm great at strategy. I'm a visionary. And so it just comes natural to me. And so for many years, I devalued that, where it's like 90% of the population out there doesn't have that particular set of gifts. So you have to sometimes take a step back because you can't see the forest for the trees, right? Mm-hmm. And really take a step back and like, who do you want to serve? What are they really going through? And again, going back to how can your service take them from out of their pain, fear, and frustration that they're experiencing in their life or their business and into a state of pleasure, big vision, reaching their goals. Because when you shift it like that, people are going to, they see that you have a real solution to their problem, they'll be willing to pay you whatever for it. You know, that's the difference. And let me tell you something else. When people pay you that kind of money, you bet they take you seriously. They treat you with respect. They get the results they're looking for. Like they show up, because the more we pay someone for a service, the more we value it.
Yep.
You know? And the we see that we take it more seriously, right?
So, that's all well and good. Like, I can see, like, okay, well, I'm just going to charge this extreme premium price and, you know, I'm really going to focus on this value, blah, blah, blah. But I think the biggest problem I'm seeing with our audience specifically is they don't even believe that they are worth that amount of money. And so can you walk through some exercises to help people kind of wrap their head around their value and how they can uncover that and really believe that they are worth that much and so much more?
Yeah, there's so many layers to that in terms of not being able to really own a particular high-end price tag for your services. And the root of it is, you know, deep-seated, you know, human programming that we have. And it comes back to, I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy. You know, I don't deserve this. I'm the imposter syndrome. I'm not the expert. And so really what you have to do is go deeper into, what are those belief systems that you have? And are you willing to ask the questions, you know, is it true? Is it really true? Do I really believe this? And then try to reframe it. So rather than saying, for example, I'm not good enough, I'm not the expert, to reframe it and say, you know, there will always be opportunities for me to continue to grow. But at this point in time, I know more than my clients and I can deliver them this result. So again, it's not focusing on what you can't do, but reframing it to what you can. And same thing with another one of the reasons why typically they come up, why people don't want to pay or charge a high premium for their services. They say, well, there's so many people out there already doing it. You know, how could I possibly, what do I have to offer? And that's totally ridiculous if you really look at it. I mean, think about, what if every musician, every artist, every actor, every actress, every entrepreneur thought that? Well, we would never have any diversity in the world. We would never have any, you know, new music, any new compositions, any new art, and, you know, any movies, if we all believe that. And so each one of these, I think the biggest takeaway is just for women to understand that all of these thoughts that come up, They are just part of the human conditioning. Every human has this. If you look at Oprah, if you look at politicians, they all go through these same things. No matter if they've won an Oscar, they'll sometimes fear that they're going to be found out and somebody's going to take it away from them. You know, and so to understand that this is part of your human conditioning and that in order to break free from this, you have to walk through the fire. You have to trust and believe in yourself and build a program around, again, the transformation. So you're not focusing on billing hourly or trading time for dollars. Again, you're focused on the transformation. And when you get that first sale, your confidence is going to explode and you'll think to yourself, why on earth was I ever doing this any other way? You know, why did I painfully, like, you know, hold myself back, you know, for the last 10 years, charging $50 an hour, charging $75 an hour, when I could have been making $650 an hour, you know, for example, and get better results and be able to grow my business and have the freedom that I really want, you know?
And like love it and not resent your clients and your people and what you're doing anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I know there's women that are listening out here who, you know, have clients that they've made a lot of money through their services. You know, maybe it was a logo branding style kind of thing. And that in turn just made all of the people around them adore them, made them into raving fans, you know, and so you're making your clients a lot of money and you in turn deserve to be paid. And absolutely the resentment is no longer there. You get inspired. You know, you see your clients getting results, they tell their friends. I mean, the momentum behind it is incredible, but we have to get past this place of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve money, you know, money's bad, all of that stuff, because it's not. Money is a form of energy and it can be used to do a lot of good in the world.
Yeah. Money unlocks freedom, I think, and for our life anyways, and that's how I look at it. And regardless of whether you know, you've had bad relationships with money in the past, which Abby and I both have talked about with our audience before, like recognizing and asking yourself, what does money do for you now? And if it unlocks a different lifestyle under your own terms and it unlocks freedom, whatever that freedom means to you, those are the keys that it can give. And I think when you look at that outcome, you can kind of frame your mind in a different way. But I want to talk about, what is your advice for people who are like, okay, Jess, all this sounds great. Like I'm ready to up my prices. I'm ready to create valuable packages. How do I go from someone who's been on the lower end scale to someone who does want to be premium? What does that transition look like in my business, publicly, on my website? How do I make that transition?
Well, first and foremost, it'd be take a step back. Because the number one thing I feel like that really sabotages people's ability to do that is that they're trying to be everything to everyone. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to serve all creatives, for example. And it's like, well, if you really want to be able to be the expert, the authority, like niche it down. For example, you know, my focus is on mompreneurs. You know, I help mothers create a six-figure business, you know, and so I'm very niche down. It doesn't mean I'm not serving other women. I have several women that don't have children that are my clients, but it allows you to make a greater impact and to create momentum within your particular field. So I would say take a step back, eliminate your 20 service packages that you have, start with one premium offer. Drill down, who do you ultimately want to serve? What are their deepest pains, fears, and frustrations? You know, what keeps them up at night? You know, what aren't they seeing? What do they really want more than anything? What immediate goals? Is it, you know, to work 10 hours less a week? Is it to be visible? Is it to triple their leads? Is it to add 10,000 a month to their bottom line? You know, is it to find the perfect team, to create the perfect team so that they have more time to focus on their gifts, their zone of genius? You know, really drill down those details, because when you start talking about pain, you know, then that allows you to connect instantly to your target market. And then you build your program around that. Your program becomes the vehicle to take them from their pain, fear, frustration into their goals, their pleasure state, their big vision. And you offer that at a premium price, that single thing. So I would start with that before you rebrand yourself and redo your website or anything. And then what I would do is create a program based on that. So now you understand that your program is going to be the vehicle. What are the steps? What are the milestones that, you know, you're going to use to take them out of, you know, the pain to pleasure at each stage of the game. Then take that program, reach out to your audience, reach out to your close friends, reach out to, you know, your avatar and say, hey, I've got this program, and do a little, an inquiry call and see, you know, if this is something they would buy. And that's a great way to test your first offer before, you know, putting ad spend and building funnels and everything else behind it.
Well, speaking of those funnels and like really attracting leads to a premium price offering, how do you really walk people through that process of, it's not something people just find online. It's not a mug. They don't just find a mug. Like, they find a mug online, they like it, they're like, I'm going to buy it because I want it now. They find a $5,000 coaching package. They need to talk to the person first to make sure this is something that's going to work for them. So how do you go about A, attracting leads, and then pushing them through a sales funnel that works?
Well, I do think once you have your program and you know it's valid, you can absolutely build your website. I do recommend a high-end photo shoot, you know, because if people are paying a premium price for your service, they're going to want it to look like a premium website and a premium brand. And so whatever you put out there is what you're going to attract. So if you're going for the bargain customers and you have a bargain look and feel, it's going to attract that kind of customer. Same thing if you have a high-end look, you're going to attract people that, even if they don't necessarily, they're not rich, they may not have, you know, be making even over $100,000 a year, but they will aspire to play in that field, be in that realm. And so you will start to attract them as well. So you can do the rebranding. You can absolutely start to put messages around to your Facebook audience and grow your Facebook audience, talking directly to those pains. All of your posts, you know, whether using Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, around talking to those pains, calling out your target market, and then starting to build your audience by going into groups, starting your own group, that sort of thing. I mean, there's a whole strategy behind it, but here's the thing. I was able to build a six-figure business, and I know many of my clients have as well, without a funnel, without spending a dime on Facebook ads. So what I recommend to everybody is have your high-end program and reach out to the people that you want to serve. For example, one of my clients her target market is coaches. So she built a program. I said, reach out to these six-figure coaches that you want to help directly. And then you can use things like sales funnels, email marketing, webinars to scale your business. But so many people are so caught up in that they never make any money because they're so busy trying to figure out ClickFunnels and ActiveCampaign and try to get all their, you know, their entire value ladder built out. And they don't even, you know if their product is going to sell in the end. They're spend 6 months creating a course that may never sell. And so this is why I tell women the high end is the best way to go, no matter what you're doing. And you can be a high end, really any kind of service-based entrepreneur can be a high end offer. And then go out there and validate it through these calls, you know, get your feet wet, work the kinks out, and then use all the digital marketing tactics to scale.
Yeah, I think not enough people put enough weight, and we try to hound this into you guys every episode. You're probably like super annoyed by hearing it, but don't spend any more time or energy than you have to in creating something that you don't even have a list of people who are ready to buy it yet. The amount of feedback that you're going to get from those first couple people that you get in the door, the first couple people that are interested, it doesn't matter if it's a small first launch or a pre-launch or whatever, the feedback and input from those people is going to help shape like the masses of the rest of your program, who it's getting in front of, the content that's inside of there, how you're delivering it. You don't have to have all the answers right now. Rely on the people who you're getting in your door to answer those things for you. And it's going to sell faster because it's actually what people want.
Absolutely. And that's a great way of looking at it. Ask them what they want and then build it. You know, I always tell my clients, have your framework, have your outline, but you know, when you're actually delivering your group program, record it live. And then you can go back and make changes, but you don't need to have everything created before you start selling it. You can sell $50,000 worth of group coaching before you've ever created any content besides a sales landing page. but you have the idea and you understand their needs and you're going to deliver it, and then just record it as you go along live.
Yeah, I think people hold higher offer or higher cost programs to a different standard. I think we've made the same mistake in our own business where for smaller price things, we're like, oh, let's just get it out in a week and it's fine. Like, we don't have to think too much about it. Don't put too much pressure about it because we can always tweak it. And I'm not saying like put out your premium offer in a week, but give it that same sort of creative breathing room of you don't have to have everything perfectly outlined and mapped out and like perfected before you even push the thing out the door. There is such thing as a pre-launch. There is such thing as a drip program. There is such thing as, you know, letting that material come to you as the people are going through your program so you can make changes and grow as the people are literally going through it right now. Just because something is $5,000 or $10,000 that it's costing you doesn't mean everything was like set up before, you know, people started coming in the door for those types of things.
No, absolutely, because it is going to change just like you said. And, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So you, like you said, you might've created a bunch of things that they don't even want. You start diving in and realize on stage one or module two that this is actually where they have the most questions, and you end up doing that for a couple weeks. So I think one of the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make is that they just think they have to have everything ready. And so it's this perpetual, like preparing to launch, but I never launch kind of thing that happens. And it's like, just put yourself out there and test it. You know, it took me about a year to really get my offer just like honed in. And then, you know, then my growth exploded because I was going through that process of like having to have everything ready and focusing on being too much to everyone. And then I got really focused and said, okay, what did people really want? And I gave it to them and they loved it. Yep. And so don't be afraid to put it out there and don't feel like you have to have it all figured out.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Get unparalleled access to job seekers with over 350 million unique monthly visitors globally, according to Indeed data, and an extended reach through Glassdoor. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
It's taken us a year and a half to put stuff out there and test it before we figured out, okay, what is our big premium offer going to be, and what is our message? So
it's hard. I know. I think that women tend to be more perfectionists as well. And we want everything to look great. And we see it as a reflection of us. And we feel like if it's not all great, then we look bad. And it's like, no. I mean, I've seen some of the things people put out there. I mean, I know lots of people who have a premium program that, is $5,000 or $10,000, and they don't deliver a single piece of content. It's just calls. So you don't have to overthink it. You just need to give your clients enough to, again, take them out of the pain into the solution without overwhelming them with information.
So now that you're kind of, into your business a little bit, and you've kind of started perfecting your offer and how you sell it, what mistakes do you wish you could have told yourself, a while back? Like, if you could talk to Jessica, the younger Jessica, the prettier Jessica, just kidding.
Totally, the less wrinkles.
if you could talk to her, what would you say? Is there something specific like you would give advice about?
Oh man, I would have told her just to go right for high ticket sales right away. And I really would have. And, just to get out of my own way, because I feel like I was the one holding me back. And it was through a series of seeing other people and what they were doing in the world for me to be like, whoa, what am I doing? This is crazy. And so that would be one. Number two would be, again, not trying to be everything to everyone, really dropping in, who do you want to serve? Because I think people forget that part of this entrepreneurship thing, I know it's sold as being easy and glamorous, but it's really hard and it's a lot of work at times. And, it's definitely an emotional roller coaster at times. But so what is it that you really want to do? Because it is kind of a heart mission. At least if you want any longevity in your business, it's got to be something that you have a heart connection to. And so for me, I was doing a digital marketing agency and I didn't have a heart connection to that. And so I just wasn't feeling fulfilled even when I was making money as a freelance marketing consultant. And so it was when I dropped into my heart and being like, well, who do I really want to serve? And it was mothers that things really started to take off for me too. So I think that can be powerful.
How were you able to figure out that? I realize people are like, I'm unhappy. Like that's a gut feeling. Like generally that's something, but how were you able to kind of do that self-discovery process to figure out what your pivot should be? Is there something you went through, or did you just I'm just going to try it, or these are the people I have a passion for, or what process did you go through?
Well, for one, I'm a single mom. And so having just gone through that journey of raising her on my own and growing my business, that made me automatically connect with mothers. I don't know why I didn't start marketing them sooner, but I'm surrounded by moms. And so when I started to have success, all these moms came to me and said, hey, can you help us out? So that was my first big moment. And then when I started working with a coach and we kept drilling down deeper and deeper into my why, that's when it was revealed that ultimately who I want to serve is mothers, and I want to help them create the lifestyle that I've created for myself.
See, you guys think that we're just hounding on you about this why. This is something that we keep talking to you guys about of, okay, get past your surface why. What's the deeper why? Okay, great. You want to create a different lifestyle. You want to leave your 9-to-5. You want to, stop commuting to work. You want to spend more time with your kids. Okay, great. But why? And what is that greater purpose behind what you're doing? And I'm telling you, Jessica's here telling you that that was her realization for her pivot. And you guys know it was the same for ours when we actually dug deeper to figure out what literally makes us get up every single day and want to put the energy to create more content, to be active, to have a presence, to keep building this thing. Why do we want to keep doing that? And it's when you truly, truly spend some time with yourself to figure that out, you guys are going to find this new energy under your butt to make you fired up about refiguring out what you're offering, jacking up those prices so you can start making a real living and unlocking a different freedom. It's not baloney when we sit here and tell you to spend some time doing that. And so do it. If you haven't yet, and if you haven't listened to us yet, listen to Jessica, who's saying that that's what helped her unlock that part of her business. We sit here in our Facebook group and you guys are saying stuff like, you're wanting to unlock these different things and you're pushing back on this pivot, but you're still saying yes to these things that aren't actually helping you reach your ultimate goal. So Jessica, I'd love to hear from you. I'm sure that in that time of your pivot and when you were figuring out, okay, but really I'm going to go for premium, that I feel like once we finally accept that with ourselves, the universe or whatever wants to test us and they throw us these different opportunities that we might be tempted to say yes to, but are really going to keep us off track from that ultimate goal. So can you talk to us that, did you go through that same thing? I know we did. I know a lot of our friends did. Yes. And how do you kind of wrap your head around what's important to say yes to and what you need to cut?
Oh my gosh. I'm glad it happened to you guys too. It was overwhelming. Yeah. So I had my aha moment crying on the phone with my coach. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to do this, much to the dismay of, you know, my family and all of that. Mm-hmm. And basically I started to have tons of consulting opportunities come up. I would say mm-hmm. that in the few months before transitioning full-time into coaching, I turned down about $50,000 worth of consulting work.
Wow.
I know. But the thing was, I knew that, and it was multiple, just like a friend, like, build my funnel, I'll give you 10 grand, I just want it done, I want it done right. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. But I knew that if I kept putting all of my energy into building everybody else's businesses, that I would never really build my own. I knew there was going yeah. to be a ceiling on it, right? So I have the 50,000. It's like, okay, great. Well, I have money for the next 6 months or whatever, but then I'm still like not hitting my 5K a month income goals that I really want. And I'm not building something that's like my legacy and that yeah. can scale me to what I ultimately want, which is $1 million business, which is where I'm headed mm-hmm. now. So I cannot do any of that. But like you said, the universe was like, do you really want this? Are you sure? Uh-huh. And suddenly all, when I was like, you know, struggling for a moment there, trying to get new clients, suddenly I had all these opportunities coming my way and I had to say, no, I'm just going to trust in blind faith and go and let go of my consulting clients, meaning no income coming in order to go fully into this. And right away I was able to hit 5 figures a month.
That's incredible.
And consistently. Yeah. So it's been consistent.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it's like,
so yay. Many people have problems with letting go of stuff uh-huh. that's working. Like, I know that sounds yeah. so obvious to say, but like, I just remember crying after our biggest month. Well, it was the biggest month in sales.
At that point
in our business. And I just was like, why do I hate my life so much when we just did so well? Uh-huh. And having someone else say, you know what? When you really hate something, you just have to let go. It's yeah. it's reassuring to know that other people do this too, and we're not the only ones.
Yeah, totally. I mean,
giant risks.
And it might not be even that you hate it. I mean, that was definitely an extreme one. And I've been in a corporate position that I hated and it just took too long. It might just be that you feel that deep yearning. Like for me, I was like, I know I'm meant for something greater. I'm mm-hmm. not supposed to be the behind the scenes person. You know, I'm supposed to be on stages and, you know, like a leader, right? That's my work and a teacher in this life. So I didn't want to be the done for you girl anymore. And I felt like I was really playing small and that starts to eat away at you. So that was the calling yeah. for me. You know?
Well, and I think having people accept that you might have more than one of those kind of aha moments in your life and in your business. We've had two. I feel like the time when we left one-on-one client work, very similar to what Jessica said of, okay, we could keep saying yes to these people and have like more money than we had seen at that point every single month come through, but we would be exhausted and we weren't working toward our greater mission. So we shifted to that, but there was even a shift after that. It was like phase, you know, TCC 2.0 of accepting, okay, but really what are we offering? And I don't know if you went through this with your coaching business, but I would love if you have any advice, even if it's just for us, shifting from you've built an audience and you have people aware of what you're doing and you have people loving what you're putting out there, but you know that in order for you to grow the business that you want, because Abigail and I both want a $1 million business and we want a different lifestyle and we want to unlock levels of freedom that neither one of us have ever seen or our families have ever seen in their entire lives. And in order to do that, we have to do different changes. We have to make different changes. And so for a while, we've been attracting, you know, the same type of person who was willing to spend the same low amount, right? Mm-hmm. And we realized that we had to shift who we were talking to and how we were talking to them, A, in order to sell them something different and at a different price point. But that also meant we were having to let go of a lot of people that had been cheering us on and supporting us and helping the foundations of TCC grow. Can you walk us through, like, A, has that ever happened to you or your own clients that you help, you know, coach? And how do you kind of work through that both mentally in your own mindset and in your online presence and in how you speak to your people and how you handle that transition?
Totally. I have a client that's going through that right now. You know, you, and she's also a podcaster. So yeah. My advice to her was to, of course, tell her listeners. And if they truly love and support you, then they're going to applaud and want you to grow and yeah. evolve into this higher, you know, version of yourself. And here's the thing I tell women all the time, like, when you own your power, when you really like own your worth and you're charging a premium price for your services, you unconsciously are giving all women the permission to do that. And yeah. so you might lose some people, but you're going to gain, you know, first of all, you're going to keep the real fans of yours and you're going to inspire them to be a greater version of themselves. And then second, you're going to start gaining the followers that you really, you know, that you really want, that are going to be able to afford your services. And you'll attract a higher caliber of client and it'll be a whole new experience, a much better experience to begin with. So, you know, it's okay to let people go. And they say people come into our lives for a reason or a season and, mm-hmm. you know, and to not get caught up in worrying about, you know, what some people may think or judge you, and to just focus on the positive of where you're going and know that, like I said, if they're your true fans, they're going to support you and be like, this is awesome. I see this for you. I want this for you. I want this for myself. And they'll continue to follow you.
Just sounds so easy when you say it like that, Jessica. Gosh,
this is why people get coaches, Abby.
Jeez. No one gets coaches ever. That's just not how life works. Just
no one needs to hear pretty words.
Just kidding. You know, I mean, I think that we tend to get, we want to be loved, right? We want to please everyone. But if you're so focused on pleasing everyone that you're holding yourself back, like that's not serving you or really the world. So again, it's sometimes we just have to get uncomfortable for a moment. It's only going to be uncomfortable for a moment when you have that those transition interviews mm-hmm. or the transition emails. But man, you're going to feel so much better after you do. Suddenly there'll be this space that's created. So that space, there'll be space where those people stop following you mm-hmm. for other people to enter, new energy to come in, which is just going to help you grow to higher levels. So just we'll go through the discomfort. You know, the butterfly doesn't just become beautiful overnight. It's a process of transformation.
Well, and guys, even if you are not a service-based business and you're selling products, and even if you're like, holy crap, right now I'm not in the mindset to charge $5,000 for anything, if the foundations of what we're talking about today can still apply to what you're doing. I know that when we're on calls with some of you and you're selling planners or coffee mugs or cards or whatever, and we even just say, you know, go into your shop and raise everything by $5 or 20%, like what's the worst that could happen? That's hard for y'all. And realizing that you're going to let the people go who are constantly emailing you about a promotion or a coupon code or waiting for a sale, like letting go of that type of energy and saving it for better people and for different people and for people who are going to serve you in the way that you want to be served. Like that's what we're after.
So now we're going to move into our Talk Strategy to Me segment. So Jess, I would like you to tell us, what are 3 to 5 action steps someone can take this week to start getting in the right mindset to charge a more premium price on the packages they're selling?
Well, first, I like the tactic that you guys teach. Think about how much money you want to make, and then you can reverse engineer your program out. So if your goal is to make $5,000 a month, then I would create either two $3,000 programs or one $5,000 program, for example, mm-hmm. if you want to talk about high-end sales. The second would be go back and go deeper into what is your why, because I think so many of us, we're constantly searching the internet for the answers when the answers are really within. And once you get clear on your why, that's going to, like you said, put the fuel in the fire for building your business. And then the third would be go back and really understand, now that you've got your why and within that why who you want to serve, who is this ideal person, you know, and how can you really help them? How can you transform your lives with your products or services? And then you might not even have it built. Build a program around that. Build a product around that. Create a course around that. You know, so start back from square one. And, you know, all of these exercises, they may seem mundane, like, I know my dream client. Well, I just redid mine a couple weeks ago after I spent a month doing a webinar, and I said, something's not right. And I had to go back and redo it. And I said, okay, I'm missing some things. So, because things have changed. And so to keep reevaluating that, because that's how you're going to be able to really grow and level up, you know, in terms of your success.
Yeah, I think the big thing to take away from that is to don't sit here and think that just when you have one pivot or one aha or one answer that that's set in stone, done forever, go on for business, it's just going to grow from there. You have to completely reevaluate those things at appropriate times in order for you to make sure you're pivoting correctly.
Yep.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I would love for you to tell everyone, where can they hang out with you online? What do you have going on right now? Tell us all the places.
Awesome. Well, you can find me on the web at jessicayarbrough.com. I have a Facebook group called the Mompreneur Mastermind Group. Don't worry, it's open to all women, regardless if you're a mom of kids or just furry ones, it doesn't matter. And then as far as what's coming up, I have a year-long boot camp happening where I take women through the process of creating their own high-end offer, whether it's coaching, consulting, or some other kind of service-based offer that is starting. And I would love for you guys to be a part of it. Actually putting my money where my mouth is. So part of the payment is due when you hit your first six figures. So wow. It's very powerful because I am going to make sure that everyone in the program is creating a six-figure business and has the strategy to do that.
That's awesome. Well, guys, we'll put all those links in the show notes for you so you'll know exactly where to go. Thank you so much, Jess. We had a great time today.
Great. Thank you.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.